keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
I agree.
Yeah.
I.
Okay, we are on now. This is Dr. Bill Deagle with the amazing Pastor Carl Gallups. And your website address, Pastor Carl, is?
Yeah, it's carlgallups.com. CarlGallups. CarlGallups.com.
I'd like to give a dissertation. You mentioned a couple topics we talked about before the showtime. But you mentioned on the break just before we started that you want to talk about the origin of Russiagate and the current Ukrainagate, and the irregularity of the illegal and unconstitutional approach that we've been taking. It's run totally by evil. I've Judge Pirro on Fox News. I've invented the same term parallel to her. I call them the demon rats. We have to understand that people that do evil are people that, because they're not indwelt by the Spirit of God, they're indwelt by the spirit of the dark side of evil. And they may be either oppressed or actually avatared by demonic entities or possessed. The actions of some of these people are so bizarre and non-human and non-decent, you have to understand that we are in the end times. It says, you know, woe to you earth and you sea, for the devil has come down to you. And I'm going to tell you, the minions are in a lot of our world leaders right now, and the people running this, of course, Russiagate and Ukrainagate. Tell us your analysis of what's going on and the origins and where we're going.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Bill, first of all, for having me on the show. And yeah, listen, I would like to break this down into several veins of truth, and they all collide together. They all converge together. First of all, of course, I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. I come from a biblical worldview. So I, as you and most of your listeners, understand that at the depth of it is a demonic outpouring of the last days. And I don't set dates when I say last days. I just mean that we're very near to the return of the Lord. Of course, there's an Antichrist system that'll be on its way, etc., and we can see the rumblings of that now. The spirit of Antichrist is worldwide, but the United States of America is particularly important in all of this because it is. World history has never seen a nation born and conceived like ours on the principles of God's word, on the principles of a constitutional republic, we the people, on the principles of rule of law. And so the nations have been embarrassed and by us, intimidated by us, and thoroughly jealous of us since our inception, including Great Britain. A lot of people forget that in 1812, they came back again. They burned down the White House. There was another war for independence just, you know, a couple of decades after the first one. So all of this kind of stems from all of that demonic deep state stuff that starts in the pits of Satan's lair. And the Bible tells us this. Paul warned us about this in Ephesians chapter 6 when he speaks about the battle is not really against flesh and blood. Even though that's where you see it, the battle is against dark, deep, nasty powers in the unseen realm. So having said that, moving now to a purely kind of political view of it, analysis, and the two go together. You can't separate human politics from the demonic realm. You just cannot, because that's where Satan moves. This is his domain. He is the, quote, prince of this world. He is the, quote, god of this age. So politics and kings and kingdoms and thrones, maybe not every one of them belong to him, but every one of them operate within his realm. But now, looking at it now from the human side of flesh and blood, what we see, what we've got going on here, brother, is nothing short of an attempted and hopefully not a successful, but we're still, that story hasn't been completed. It is an attempted coup against a sitting president, unlike anything this nation has ever seen before. Now we've been through tough times in this nation. I mean, we've had assassinations, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, etc. I mean, there have been other, I guess, attempted coups. But what makes this so deadly and insidious, brother, is that we live in a different age of technological ramifications now. Now the United States is no longer a superpower. We are a hyperpower. We are the world's largest hyperpower. hyperpower. The planet has never seen anything like us. We are an economic hyperpower, and we have been for decades. Oh, we have our ups and downs, but we still are. Now, the deal is that in the midst of this, there really is a deep state. In fact, the deep state is now using the term deep state to speak of themselves. I'll give you some quotes in a moment coming from a very reputable source. They are also using the word coup. They used to mock us when we spoke of an attempted coup, and they said we were a bunch of conspiracy theorists, a bunch of right-wing idiots. Now they are using the term and bragging about it, admitting that the deep state is involved in a coup. Let me give you some examples. Now these are quotes that come from all over the mainstream media, but Victor Davis Hanson is the one that gathered these together in an op-ed that was published today at Fox News. Victor Davis Hanson, he's a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institute at Stanford. He's also professor emeritus of classics at California State in Fresno. He's written a couple of dozen books on ancient history, modern history, and he also just wrote a book called The Case for Trump. But anyway, in this Fox News piece, listen to these pull quotes. I've pulled four or five here for you and your audience. Here they are. I'm quoting now. Recently, former acting CIA chief John McLaughlin proclaimed in a public forum, "Thank God for the deep state." Another one. Former CIA Director John Brennan agreed and praised that the, quote, deep state people for their opposition to Trump, praised them for it. He goes on to say Trump's critics have also radically changed their spin on coup. To them, coup is no longer a dirty word trafficked in only by white right-wing conspiracists. Instead, it's been normalized as a possibly legitimate means of overthrowing the Trump presidency. He goes on to say, to quote, Mark Zed, the attorney representing the Ukraine whistleblower, boasted in two recently discovered tweets of ongoing efforts to, quote, stage a coup to remove Trump. One of the tweets said, quote, the coup has started. Rebellion and impeachment will follow. That's an attorney, Dr. Bill. He goes on. He quotes retired Admiral William McRaven, who recently wrote an op-ed for the New York Times calling for Trump's ouster, quote, the sooner the better. In other words, put him out even before the election. Get him out of there. That's a coup. It goes on to say, no sooner had Trump, and that, by the way, that was spoken by a retired admiral. And then here's another quote. I've got two more pull quotes, and then I'll be done. It says, no sooner had Trump been elected than Rosa Brooks, a former Defense Department official during the Obama administration, wrote an essay for Foreign Policy magazine saying that she wanted Trump removed, and including a scenario possibly involving a, quote, a military coup. I mean, this is unprecedented, brother. And then the last pull quote from his article, Victor Davis Hanson's article, he says in September 2018, the New York Times published an op-ed from an anonymous White House official who boasted of supposedly wide-scaled efforts inside the Trump administration to, quote, nullify its operations and subvert presidential directives. That is illegal. Those are federal crimes. It is a coup attempt, and the New York Times seems to be celebrating it. So what we have is that. That's what's happening. Now the question might be asked, why? Here's my theory. Because Donald Trump is an outsider. He doesn't belong to the secret societies. He's not a perfect guy. I don't think he's an angel from heaven. I don't think he's the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. I do think he's a regular, normal guy with a lot of background. He's 70-something years old. He's a multi-billionaire. He's got background. He's got a crass mouth at times, a dirty mouth at times. The bottom right. line is, it certainly appears that God, I think the Lord God has put his hand upon this man. He walked through a field of some 17 candidates, most of them deep state or either Washington establishment, to win. Donald Trump has never been dog catcher. He's never been on a PTA, brother. He's never been anything politically. And now he's the most powerful man the planet up until this time has ever seen in its history, because he oversees the hyperpower of finances and the hyperpower of military might. He is the most powerful man the planet has ever seen. He is not deep state. He is not Washington insider establishment. Right. He was not supposed to win this, because when you win the presidency, you have access to all the dirt on everyone, and they are terrified of him. They trashed him so much they did not think he was going to win. Hillary Clinton was supposed to go in and clean up all of Obama's mess. She lost. Trump is there. They're desperately trying to get him out before 2020. Right. Some of it includes the birth certificate.
Let me lay out a couple of the positive things about Trump that make me a supporter of Trump. Number one, the man is definitely a Christian, even if he's a starter or baby Christian. Number two, he's pro-life. Number three, he believes in America first, which means if you don't have a national pride, you can't actually... And number four, he believes it's a constitutional republic under God.
Absolutely.
In other words, you can't have an atheistic people. I saw one of the people, I won't mention her name, she's on Fox, she said, we want to have, get religion completely out of politics. If you take religion out of politics, meaning godly religion, which is the Constitution's based, you don't have a constitutional republic because our rights don't come from an emperor or a king or a government. They come from the Creator. And we delegate authority for our politicians to work for us. It's the opposite of every other country. The only other country that was like us in ancient history before it fell from grace was ancient Israel. So like the bookends of history, Israel and America are the two bookends of history. America, I've changed the name from America to Ephraimerica because if you look at the Ephraimic tribes who were taken away to Isfahan, Western in Media, the capital of Media back 2,800 years ago, those people were actually the Ephraimites, the 10 northern tribes. Those peoples that migrated were taken later on by the Medo-Persians. They were taken away, their books were taken away from their ancient books about the Bible, their interactions with God, and they were the founders of America. All the Ephraimic tribes from Britain, Norway, Sweden, Germany, whatever, are Ephraim. In fact, I've got a book from 1860 called George Poole that talks about the fact. And I've got tons of documents that show every single one of the peoples that planted Europe were actually Ephraimites. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Hello?
What I say is I think that we have, I call it Ephraimerica, and I'd like you to expand on that, because I think God wants to bring Ephraim, who was one of the houses of ancient Israel, back. And that's what he's trying to do with America right now.
Well, listen, that could very well possibly be, and that certainly is a theological speculation or even more than a speculation. The bottom line, people ask me all the time, Dr. Bill, along these lines, you know, where is America in the Bible? Where is the United States? Well, the word America is not in the Bible. The word United States is not in the Bible. But the deal is this. Some people believe they have seen allusions to it in the great eagle and the two wings that came from the lion, and you know, people will relate the lion to Europe or to Great Britain, and the great eagle with the two wings, the United States, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all good. I love thinking and speculating about that. But here's what we know from history. We know from history that the United States of America basically raised up from nothing into the world's not only number one hyperpower of power, but economic power. And bastion of freedom. With all of our ills, with all of our problems, we still are the only nation on the planet where millions and millions and millions are trying to break down our walls to get in. We don't have to build walls to keep people out. All right, well, why is that? Because no other nation has ever founded itself upon the words, we the people. We the people. It's an embarrassment to communism and to socialism and to Marxism and to fascism. It embarrasses them. So in the midst of all of that, God has used us for the longest. Now, we're becoming a post-Christian nation, I do believe. But for the longest, we were the largest Christian nation on the planet, the biggest supporter of Israel. God used us literally to help restore Israel, to bring it back out of the ashes into this force to be reckoned with in the Middle East, a 2,800-year-old prophecy of return to Israel. Right. God used the United States, still using the United States, using Donald Trump like no other president before him. And in the midst of it, we are the number one producer of Christian literature, Christian missionaries, benevolence support to nations that are hungry, nations that are devastated by war, nations that are devastated by natural calamities. We are it. We are the nation that the world looks to. And I'm telling you, brother, with all of our ills in the past and all of our ills and faults in the present, if America went away tomorrow, as we know it, it just went away, this world would be plunged into darkness. All of
no doubt
all
about it.
All of what I just said speaks to biblical connections. So even though you won't find the word America in the Bible, we certainly are connected to all of the prophecies of the last days.
Well, my ministry, and has been set up back in the 90s, is called Clay and Iron Ministries. Because I'm not only a functional medicine doctor, I have a ministry as a layperson. I didn't go through a specific school of things. I went to the school of being taught by the Most High God, going through some pretty nasty experiences firsthand. And so I've been crushed down. My ego has been crushed, as they say, to make a perfume to the nostrils of the Most High God. Because if unless you do God and add an extra O, which is Shema, to Shema, or hear and do God's will, you can't do good. So here's what I see. And this is prophetically. I see two nations. I see an apostate Israel, like Jesus said, where he saw the fig tree, and the fig tree had no fruit, so he cursed it. I see America as you say, almost post-Christian, but I really believe it's Christians asleep, because they're not being taught the full gospel in the churches. They don't have faith or grace, and they have bad eschatology. How's that?
Yeah, I think you're onto something.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People who believe in the Most High God. So one of the things that I'm praying for dramatically is to become, have a Samuel counsel for President Trump. I see the man, if we can advise him properly and get beyond the phalanx of people around him that are trying to kind of shield him from what I call inspired by the Most High God Christian views and solutions to problems, that I would like to have him talking to you. I want him to not just have a prayer thing for some of the people in the White House. I want to make sure we get through to him where solutions to not only missile defense and earth changes and coronal mass ejections and defense of earth against asteroids and comets. We had one whipped by Halloween. There was a city crasher the size big enough to actually destroy a large city like Los Angeles. But I don't think people understand that the Most High God wants us to have a stable world. He wants us to have a healthy world. He wants us to have people with good food and long lifespan and not have disease or kids with ADD or cancer or other diseases. And we're having a contracting of human lifespan because the globalists want to get rid of 90% of us. And they made it very plain. In fact, one of the things about high-level masonry called hoodwinking is they have to publish in open documents like the Georgia Guidestones or the World Watch Institute or other documents exactly what they're going to do. It's not open to people's opinion. They just have to read and weep. So I want you to comment on this because we need to pray for Trump. We need to pray that we can get a backdoor channel to directly through to talk to Trump. We need to also pray that we can actually bring other nations into the Christian realm and transition Muslims, like Jesus is actually ministering to the Muslim, where you couldn't send a minister or they'd die, they'd be hanged or beheaded before Friday morning prayers, that we need to start moving very quickly toward, you know, getting Christians back on track with the gospel, which they don't have. In fact, most of the Christian churches in this nation, I think the great apostasy is already happening. I think that most of them have bizarre eschatology, like they're going to get raptured away before it gets bad, which is silly because are we better Christians than the early Christians that were thrown to the lions? No. Do we deserve to just kind of look down and say, oh, don't look there, it's awful, what's going on? No. And I see them with these movies like their clothes are nicely folded and they're zipped away. This is silliness. In fact, if you have an Aramaic Bible, it says if there is a rapture, it's taking evil out of the world, so the world has become sanctified so that God can have the Edenic covenant restored to earth. That's what his plan is, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, are we still broadcasting live?
We are live, and I want you to continue. I want you to continue this because I want you to explain to people what we need to do to kind of get America and the world back on track, because I don't see spiritual manna being fed to the people of the church or the nations. I see more hopelessness, and people are not just taking drugs because they're in physical pain. They're taking because they're in psychic pain. The younger generation, millennials and so on, there's very little hope out there. Jesus said, when I return, will be faith on the earth. I see almost no faith, no vision of a positive future, and no idea of even survival. And I have people that even come on my show sometimes, they're non-believers, and they just want to read documents on how horrible it is and how lost we are. And I tell people, our God is God, and he's not nervous, and he's still on the throne, and no matter how bad things are, even if you're dying of cancer, our hope is God, whether it's right. Our nation or personally. We need to start waking up to that, and then you start praising God. Even your body regenerates frequencies to make your organs regenerate. But we need to pray for America. Because if America goes down to these Stargate trials, like Ukraine Gate we're going on right now, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
If America goes down, the doorstop to stop the devil is gone. Please continue.
Yeah. Yeah, and please forgive me. The only reason I asked if we were still live was because I heard music in there, and I thought maybe we had gone to break.
We went off break. We're back on live. No, we're keep
going. Okay. Well, listen, the bottom line is the things that we are watching happen in this world, I write about them all the time. These are prophetic happenings. I mean, some
how do
of
they
them
get
very
your books?
Specifically.
What are your latest books and how do they get them? Because I believe your books are required reading if you want to really get inspired and to get spiritual manna and faith back in your life. So you get joy back in your life and you get praise back in your life.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, they can go to my website, carlgallops.com, and everything is there. And if they shop on Amazon or if they're online and just want to look at them, they can go to Amazon, and I have an author page set up. Just put Carl Gallops in the search engine at Amazon. You'll see my author page. I've got 9 books in print. I've got a 10th one on the way that'll be out in the first quarter of 2020, just a few months away. That one plus the last 4 have all been published by Defender Publishing out of Crane, Missouri, major Christian publisher. And I have really enjoyed writing with them because they allow me to just get into the deep theological things that tie to the prophetic, that tie to our headlines, and they allow me to make biblical, historical, scientific, archaeological sense out of all of this. And so I really have enjoyed writing those books. I'm getting so much feedback on these last 4 books, and as I say, I've got a 5th one coming out here with that publisher. So carlgallops.com is a good place to start. My latest book is called Gods of the Final Kingdom, and they will see the banner as soon as they get there. They can click on it. They can see. They can read inside. They can read 4 or 5 chapters. They can see the entire table of contents. They can read the back cover, the front cover, and watch a brief promo video and get a really good idea of how the book is written, whether or not they would like it. And I would encourage your audience, if they do get that book and like it, get the other God series books, Gods and Thrones, Gods of the Final Kingdom. You don't have to read them in any particular order. They each stand alone. But I always encourage Christians, if you'll read all 3 of them, and then this 4th one that's coming out in the first quarter, and it won't be called Gods and something. It's got a different title altogether. But it really does follow suit. If they'll read all 4 of those books, they will have pretty much a seminary education at a depth that most people graduating from seminary don't have. And I've spent 40 years in the ministry and preaching and teaching and doing media, television, radio, writing, doing peer review, public peer review. And so everything I write, Dr. Bill, you've read them. You know, I back up what I say with dozens of scholars, renowned scholars, saying the same things, and archaeological and historical sites and scientific information. So it's not just stuff I'm pulling out of my back pocket.
Right. What you do, in fact, you do what I think is very important. You ask better questions. You have God inspire you to ask those questions. You connect it to the Bible, which is ultimately the Word of God that transcends beyond time and space. It goes through His proxies that wrote it, but it's actually God as the author. And then you correlate it with science and history. And then when you do that, for example, you have friends. For example, one of your friends is a pastor in Israel, and you mentioned this in previous shows. And he's talked about the temple, because I hear a lot of people, including the evil jellyfish I call in America for the evangelicals, and a small segment of the Jews that want to build a temple. And in that, by the way, this is something that I want to make sure Trump doesn't do and his son Jared Kushner, because building the temple is one of the final signs, which is a demonic sign. It's the abomination that desolates is building a physical temple and starting an animal sacrifice in Israel. People need to know this is not a good thing, because the temple, after the sacrifice of Jesus, is us. We are the temple, right?
Yeah, I write about this and speak to it. My friend in Israel, let me just say his name and his credentials again that when I make the next shocking statement I'm getting ready to make, your audience will understand that there is some power behind it and not just something I'm speculating upon. My friend in Israel that you speak of, he is Messianic Rabbi Zev, Z-E-V, Porat, P-O-R-A-T. You can go to his website at messiahofisraelministries.com, Messiah of Israel Ministries, Zev Porat. But anyway, listen, this man is in his 50s now. He was born into a deeply Orthodox rabbinical family, grew up in B'nai Barak, Israel, which is a small little Orthodox village or community. Only Orthodox rabbis and their families live there. I mean, it's almost like a commune. That's what he grew up in. His father was an Orthodox rabbi. His grandfather, his great-grandfather on his father's side, Zev, went to the rabbinical training school to be a Sanhedrin rabbi. He graduated from that school, was going to be a Sanhedrin rabbi. So he knows that he speaks Hebrew as his first language. He speaks beautiful English, but Hebrew is his very first language. He reads it, he writes it, he understands it, he can parse the words. And when he reads the scriptures, he reads it in Hebrew, and all of the Bibles he carries around are in Hebrew. So,
right.
So the guy knows what he's talking about. He's born and raised in Israel, lives in Tel Aviv, ministers out of Tel Aviv, ministers all over Israel and all over the world. And he and I do a lot of worldwide ministry together, personally together. But the point is, and his mother's side of the family is deeply connected to Benjamin Netanyahu's government. There are people in Benjamin Netanyahu's administration that are high up government officials that are directly, and I'm not allowed to say who they are, but they are directly related to Zev Peretz. So
right.
This guy is the most connected messianic rabbi. He came to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior during his studies to become a Sanhedrin rabbi. He is disowned by his family. He's hated by the Orthodox Jews in Israel because he's winning Jews to Christ left and right. And the bottom line is, he agrees with what you and I are saying. In fact, he's the one that clued me into it. And that is all of this talk about rebuilding a second temple. Number one, a minuscule amount of Jews in Israel actually want it. A minuscule amount, brother.
Right.
Minuscule. In fact, one of my next book coming out, I've got all of that cataloged and referenced, and I got it referenced from mainstream Israeli sources.
Right.
Now, I mean, news journals right out of Israel, headlines, they talk about this. And so Zev says only a minuscule amount. Number two, they could have rebuilt a new temple already 10 times over. He has inside sources in the government and the military that tell him that the so-called Temple Institute has already raised tens of billions of dollars and could already have built it, but they do not because they are using the money. They're using the evangelical furor over the hope of a new temple to raise money. They have no intention of building a temple. Now, that's not to say one won't be built in the last days, but then number three is that this whole thing about there's got to be a temple on the Temple Mount, there's got to be a temple on the Temple Mount. Only the evangelicals in America and in the Western countries, they're the only ones that talk about this and want it because the Jews as a whole do not want it. They are not talking about it. And in fact, the Israeli government has actually published in writing that they have no intention of building a temple on the Temple Mount.
But it's not only the regular Jews, it's also the Messianic. Because the Messianic know, if they know their Hebrew, that the temple is us. And see, God's not coming back to a building where he can see animal sacrifice to absolve sin. He's already paid the ultimate price. The pathway to God has already been made.
Right.
And what happened is people, this is where I get people into the millennial garbage too. This is another apostasy. We've already had a double portion of grace of 2,000 years since Jesus died for the return. And we're close. I'm not going to set dates, but we're really close. In fact, we're not decades away, but months and years away from catastrophe. And we're not going to get a lot of warning either. You know, and I have intel side contacts because I had above top secret clearance 25 years ago. I'm a whistleblower for advanced weapons in La Rochelle Island and Nicaragua. We're getting sort of the president. But I have lots of contacts. I have people after the show or at other times contact me from the Pentagon, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, and other agencies, including ImageSat inside the Israeli intelligence. Okay? So I got contacts. And I can tell you, when I see the whole picture from the biblical point of view, things are really awful, but if you're a believer and you know God's on the throne, you're not nervous. You know
that's right.
He's going to do stuff. And what he's going to do when he does this is also going to open up the world. For example, we've had Jonathan Gray on yesterday. We talked about this ministry where Yeshua himself, which means the Father in the flesh, is showing up in Muslim countries because you couldn't send a ministry in there. They'd behead him before Friday morning prayers. But Jesus, Yeshua, is showing up to evangelize, and we're getting lots of Muslims turning to Messiah.
Yes.
The Jews are turning. Christians need to turn back and repent. And we need to have no abortion, no infanticide, and no elder killing here in America. It's evil, and it's got to stop. Right?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Even your absolutely not.
And so much space.
Yeah.
Right?
Are we back?
We're coming back. Hear the music now. The bump will be over in a minute here. And we're back with Pastor Carl. I'd like you to put a cherry on top of this amazing discussion. Please continue. Because I want people to understand, you know, despite things being bad and awful, and people want to prep up by having power and food and self-protection, the ultimate protection, number one, the first important thing you can do is pray and praise. You know, God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. That's why, in fact, the word Jew, the ancient word Jew, not the modern word Jew, where there are some of the rabbis that studied the Sepheid Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, the word reason why he said, I shall inhabit my praises, he actually incarnated in human flesh as a Jew, because it means I'm going to inhabit the praise, which is why when around Jericho fell, I want people to get hope back. I want them to start praying and having praise back. I want them to understand that things are a lot worse than even they imagined. I mean, I only release about 10% of what I know, and I'm not going to do it because I don't want people to get so panicky. And I sometimes have co-hosts on that just want to read documents and scare the hell out of people. I want them to know, no matter how bad things seem to be getting as we're marching toward thermonuclear war, the Matrix, mind control, and everything, they need to understand our God is God. Please continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you spoke of prepping. I want to give a little balance to that, at least from my point of view. I agree with what you said. I'm not parsing your words, but I just, because I get asked these questions all the time. I even wrote a book called Be Thou Prepared. It's a very balanced biblical book. From the earliest days of the Christian church, the church was always in a state of preparing to take care of each other, to feed the widows, to take care of earthquake, famine-prone area and their people, to take care of their people that were being persecuted. They had to go underground. Many of them were losing their families, their friends, their jobs, their riches because of their profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And so the church has always had to be in a state of preparing. It's only a fool that won't prepare. I mean, the Bible says that the wise man sees danger coming and he prepares. He stores up. It's the fool that sees danger coming and does nothing. So the point is that, but there's a balance to it, because you're right. And I tell people this all the time, Dr. Bill, we've got to live by faith, because you can store up a barn full of food and the barn can burn down or be swallowed up in an earthquake or flooded with a flood. But yet God provides for his children, and he usually does it. Sometimes it's manna from heaven, but most of the time he does it through his other children, just like God used Joseph to bless the whole nation of Egypt, because Joseph prepared because he saw danger coming and God warned him. Well, what you're trying to do, you're kind of a modern-day Joseph, and you're telling people, look, don't sell everything and get a white suit and go sit on top of a mountain and wait for the rapture. Just engage life. Be the salt. Be the light. But in the meantime, keep your head on a swivel. Understand we're living in very prophetic times. Prepare. Listen, I live in Hurricane Alley on the Gulf Coast. I tell people all the time, you better be prepared to shelter in place for at least a few weeks, if not a few months, just because of where you live, not counting the sudden disaster that will eventually come upon the earth. But in the meantime, if you're under the blood, that's the most important preparation you can make, is to make sure that you are right with God through Jesus Christ and his shed blood. After that, then just make common sense preparations and get on with life. It's going to be what it's going to be, but God has everything in his hands. Does that make sense, brother?
Exactly. For example, the basics that I tell people to do is, number one, talk to your neighbors about prepping. Number one, things like food, self-protection, power, electricity, backup, and so on. But also join the local militia group, which is under the sheriff, so that you're actually legal and you actually can build up your skill set, so that when people need ambulances or you can deal with a fracture and there's no EMT around or laceration, you can deal with it. Those are basic things. And God's going to prepare us just like Joseph prepared, so that the nation of Israel would not be destroyed by famine. You see, people need to start grasping that God's going to use us to actually preserve the remnant of the human race. That, yes, there's going to be people who are not going to make it. Unfortunately, one of the things that people miss in this world of faith and logic is there's nicer people than you and I that are not going to make it, because they don't have faith in God. They have faith in themselves or a strange eschatology that builds up their own ego. They don't understand that God wants to preserve a people that are married to him, so they not only live an extended life in our universe, in our worlds, but also live with him for eternity. Eternal life is something that's only given by Yeshua, and you can only sin against the Creator God, not against nature or other mankind or anything else. And the only one who can take away sin is God. You can't take away sin by doing good works. People think that in fake churches, that good works take away sin, and I'm thinking, that's kol nidre, it's a lie. Only God can remove sin. People don't get that, do they?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you're not going to get any argument out of me on that one, brother.
These are simple. These are like principles of how to count money or how to do a bank account or whatever. These are what I call your spiritual bank account. The problem I see is whether it's healthcare. And with, for example, one of the best things I tell people is, number one, pray and ask better questions. Number two, seek for the answers to anomalies by looking at better questions. Seek the will of God. And so whatever you do, and so God doesn't want a tithe of you. He doesn't want 10%. He wants all of you. And that's whether it's a geopolitical question or a health question or a question of how to help our neighbor or whatever. The problem is when you do what's right in your own eyes and it's not been reflected with prayer, a prayerful time with God or proper investigation, it's always going to come back and bite you or bite the people who are involved. Just like the globalists want to bring in socialism here in America because kids are in debt up their eyeball with the college and people are going bankrupt even if they have health care. They want to push socialism because they've actually put our situation in such a way that people think it's going to be a step up and it's a step toward the matrix. Yeah. And, you know, I put a plan together to President Trump that'll make healthcare cost a fifth what it is now. And it still gives you autonomy because the thing about America that makes us exceptional is God allows us to have a relationship with the Creator God, to have faith, and to have care for our neighbors of no matter what skin color or orientation they are, and to have a sense of respect, because all of us, even though we may have different talents and skills, we're all equally loved from little baby that's black in mama's womb, that's seven times more likely to be aborted, to the elderly person that shouldn't receive a lethal injection because the insurance carrier doesn't want to give them an alternate health care to give them another 10 months of life. Yeah. I see a world that's getting more and more self-centered, evil, and they want to push transhumanism rather than life extension in a godly world where wisdom and the elderly are respected. What I see happening is very, very shocking because the young people are being abandoned. They're hopeless. They're on narcotics and drugs because they don't have hope, so they substitute it by being in an altered mental state. So it's not just physical pain why people are on OxyContin, these drugs. It's psychic pain and faithlessness and hopelessness, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. No, you're absolutely right, and I minister in those realms all the time, deeply minister in those realms. Right. And some of that then opens up demonic doors of infestation, which is thick and rife in the church. A lot of people believe, well, because I'm a Christian, I can't have problems with demons and demonic infestation. Well, because you're a Christian, you are even more susceptible to demonic infestation and demonic harassment. Because you are on the winning side and Satan wants to put you on the bench. So, yes, you certainly can, and you're right. And, it, you know, God's people, we just have to be awake. We've got to know the Word of God in these last days. It's like the wilderness temptation. Satan came to Jesus over and over and over, pummeling him, and Jesus' response was quoting the Word of God, and eventually Satan had to flee. So, I mean, that's where we are, brother. We're living in the spirit of Antichrist days. We're living in a demonic outpouring. But here's the good news. God raised us up for such a time as this. This is our generation. He trusts us. He's counting on us. We are the ambassadors of the kingdom that is to come.
A lot of people think that being a Christian and submitting to God's will is slavery when it actually is freedom, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The ultimate freedom. It is Satan who seeks to enslave. It is Jesus who sets the captives free.
And you know, for example, when you feel overwhelmed and I can't solve this problem because you've got a broken relationship where you're dying of cancer or heart disease or your country's about to be taken over, or give an example of some of the things that happened just in the last week or two. We have the bankers now, tended with the Rothschild and global bankers, have decided they're not going to fund farmers to plant a crop for 2020. Did you know that? That's why the riots are occurring in South America and elsewhere. We have totalitarian regimes like Communist China that have made 13.5 million under citizens by using WhatsApp from our companies affiliated with Google. And they're communists, so that they've raided now, if you're in a list of people who are under citizens, you can't get drugs, medical care, or get on a plane or train in China. They're, what we see happening in Muslim countries is they're waiting for the Mahdi. And in fact, we've got people like Adnan Oktar in Armani suits in Turkey, who's trying to claim he's the Mahdi that's going to bring about the Islamification of the world. And Islam, without any doubt, is a satanic language with Taqiyya and Maruna. Islam, by its very face, is, and so does, unfortunately, a lot of the leaders inside the so-called Catholic Church, because the popes have become, in a sense, modern druids. People don't know this. they don't realize what's really going on here. There's lots of Christians inside the Catholic Church, but they it's almost like they have to get out of the building and get out of the apostasy, including in the Protestant churches. A lot of people are believing because they have a certain plan of eschatology and I call it God speak, where they think that they believe something, and it doesn't even fit with the Bible. You see, I love one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is 2 Peter 2:10. It says, "No scriptures of private interpretation," which means it's like a giant equation of the words of God. Every scripture, Old and New Testament, have to agree with each other, so there can't be cognitive dissonance. So if it's something that says Habakkuk says has to agree with the book of Acts, and if you don't understand that equation of God in terms of its eschatology and everything, you can't really understand God. And that to me is really disturbing, because the church basically, in a sense, is reading the book but can't understand it. And we have those who say they think they understand it, but they're trying to lead people into a form of apostasy that's suicidal. Scary, yeah. Isn't it?
It is scary, and it's frustrating.
Right.
So much of my ministry, my public ministry, revolves around trying to reveal the truths you just stated. And that is, there's so much apostasy, so much twisting of Scripture, so much misunderstanding of the contextual connection of God's Word, that it's really destroying the church's ability to stand strong and virulent in these last days.
I think the underlying problem is that the churches are afraid to lose ties, so they don't want to confront socio-political and eschatological issues with logic, decency, and prayer.
Yeah,
and because because we shouldn't have 10,000 denominations in America, it should be one. The church, not necessarily the church, because the word church is actually a pagan term, it should be the collective of believers. And unfortunately, what I see happening to a great extent is a lot of the public churches are basically places of apostasy. And, you know, it's not good when the church says, well, we don't understand end-time philosophy, so we're not going to talk about the prophetic side, which is a third of the Bible. They just want to talk about, you know, doing things that make people feel good and singing songs. I'm thinking, that's all well and good, but you got to go further. You have to understand why it's the end times, what's happening in the end times, what kind of sneaky things are happening that are going to capture a lot of people. It says that if it was possible, even the elect would be deceived. The deception is here, isn't it? Tell us what you see.
Yeah. No, it is. Listen, Jesus foretold this all the way back to the shores of Capernaum, the shores of Galilee. Matthew 13, when he's giving the first seven of his total 10 kingdom parables, when he spoke of the yeast going through the dough like a snake, when he spoke of the tares planted among the wheat, when he spoke of the birds of the air gathering the seeds off the ground and decimating the gospel and the message and keeping people out of the kingdom. I mean, on and on and on, Jesus told these parables warning of the coming apostasy, the outpouring. When by the time you get to Paul, he's writing about doctrines of demons that will come in amongst us.
Yeah, and well, we're there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like a kid on a traveling with their parents. Are we there yet, Mom and Dad? And the dad
that's right.
And mom say,
yeah, we are.
We're there. Your books are at carlgallops.com, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir, brother. Thank you. It's cancellation
day. May the Spirit of the Most High God bless your mind, body, and spirit. May you receive some spiritual manna today. May you have some joy, some praise, and have some hope today by listening and reading these books. CarlGallops.com. We'll have you back next month.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, The Firing Line, Harley Schlanger in Germany with the LaRouche Foundation and Lynn Marzulli, our Christian seeker of the transdimensional evil in our world.
God bless you, brother.